You beaut?
Oh, Carmine, it's my dream come true. How do we look together?
Beautiful, great. Now, don't worry, you're getting a great deal. Yeah, Lucille treated this baby like gold.
About how much does Lucille want for this baby?
$200.
$200? Can I beat her down?
How far down?
$119.37. That's all I got.
Well, I don't know. She already got a firm offer. I mean, she's giving you first crack just as a favor to me.
Oh, I could just picture myself behind the wheel.
Well, go ahead.
Really?
Sure, come on.
Oh, yes?
Hop right in
here. Oh, Carmine, do you know how long I've wanted my own car?
How long?
Ever since the bus driver slammed the door on my lips.
Yeah, and this is the original paint job, too. And take my word for it, this baby drives like a dream.
You've ridden in this car?
Yeah, a few times after I give Lucille a dance lesson, we...
I see.
Oh, Carmine, I'm ready for another lesson. Don't keep me waiting, brown eyes.
Lucille's going to help me with my singing career.
Oh, really? How?
She's going to buy me a piano.
Hi, Mrs. Lederhaus.
Hi.
Sorry.
Oh, good ass.
Oh, come on. You almost scared the wits out of me there.
Yeah.
Do I have a surprise for you?
Yeah? Oh, I got a surprise for you. I bought a new sweater.
My surprise is much bigger than that. Much bigger.
Well, it's not just a sweater. It's a whole new outfit.
Oh, my surprise is bigger than an outfit. Laverne, less than 2 hours ago, I bought a car.
I got shoes, too. A car?
Yes!
You bought a car?
Yes!
You finally did
yes!
it, huh? Well, congratulations. Huh? Well, no wonder you were so excited there. I just had... Well, let's go for a spin, huh?
Not yet.
Why not? Come on, this is a big moment here. Hey, let's drive down to that gas station where that really cute guy works, huh? Mm-hmm. We'll have him rotate your tires.
Well, he can't exactly yet.
Why not? He's cute.
Well, no, you see, the car isn't exactly mine yet.
You just said you bought it.
Well, not exactly.
Is there anything about this car that's exactly...
It's exactly $200.
Woohoo! Woo! Oh, I only spent $11.95 on my whole outfit. You don't have that kind of money.
I know.
Where are you going to get it?
Oh, no! Come on! Please! Please, I looked all over for a cheaper car. I couldn't find one.
really put me on a spot here.
It's just a little tiny loan.
Yeah, but it would take forever to pay me back. I mean, you make the same as I do, plus you're still paying off in that dental work.
Yeah, well, two more fillings and I own this mouth outright.
I'm talking about all the money I have in the world here. You're taking advantage and it's just not fair.
Okay. All right, I've got a better plan. Now listen to this. It won't be a loan, and I don't have to pay you back.
It's not a better plan.
No, you see, you go in halvesies with me, and it's our car. Our car! Our car!
Cheryl, I think, Ron, you know how I feel about that.
We could paint an L on the hood.
Look, we talked about this before. I can't buy a car, and you know why.
That's so silly. That's the silliest
thing. Just drop it. Just let a sleeping dog eat. I'm going to go in and hang up my shoes.
I should have let her show me the outfit first. Then I should have snuck up. Don't do that to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel Face. Look, we're still holding the car for you. What do you want us to do? Lucille's bugging me for the dough.
Can you stall her?
Oh, I don't know, man. She's an impatient woman. Especially when she wants to buy me things.
Oh. Well, you better tell her the deal's off. I can't buy the car.
What happened?
Oh, Laverne won't go in halvesies with me.
Why not?
Oh, it's a secret. I can't tell you.
Secret? Yeah. What kind of secret?
It's just something silly. I can't tell you.
She ain't got the $100, huh?
No, it's nothing like that. Now, if I tell you, you must swear you won't laugh too loud because she's right in the bedroom and I don't want her to hear, okay? All right. Laverne is afraid to drive.
What did I just hear here?
You're afraid to drive!
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
I just sort of slipped out.
Yeah, how'd you like to slip right through this?
Oh, that's very classy in front of company. Where are you going?
Well, I gotta go teach dance class. Mumble for the elderly. Goodbye.
You see there? You made that poor boy leave here out of fear.
Don't yell at me when I'm yelling at you, Miss Motormouth, telling my secret.
So what if I told you a silly secret?
I can't help it if I'm afraid to drive, and I just don't want everyone to know, okay?
Think about this.
Not okay.
Think about it. You're an adult woman. You shouldn't be afraid to drive.
Why?
You afraid the whole neighborhood's gonna hear? Maybe I ought to shout it out to the whole neighborhood. Then you get embarrassed enough and you might at least try to drive.
You wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't.
Think I will. Laverne DeFazio is afraid to drive! Oh. 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 I'm apples, sister.
Shirley Feeney's middle name is Wilhelmina.
No!
A nice, quiet orgy.
I'm sorry. I guess we sort of flew off the handle.
Yeah, well, that's more like it.
She started it.
I did not.
You started it.
You provoked me.
Calm on.
Keep it down. This guy has a headache here.
Stop it. I'm going to lose my lust.
Look, would you two playboys please go home, huh?
Oh. So now we're playboys, are we, huh? Well, at least we know how to drive.
Yeah! How about that, Laverne? Hey, you're always making fun of us. But we drive. We drive trucks. 19-wheelers.
18-wheelers.
Count the spare. Hey, how come you're afraid to drive, Laverne?
Huh? I don't know. I've just always been afraid to drive, like some people are afraid of high places or swimming or elevators.
Lenny's got all of those.
Then you understand, right?
No, anybody that's afraid to drive is just chicken.
Yeah, it's unnatural.
So ashamed, airing our dirty linen in public.
They don't hear Wilhelmina, they don't hear your stuffed socks. All they hear is I can't drive.
Look, just forget about the car. I won't say another word about
it. Lenny and Squiggy could drive trucks. They think they're better than me.
What? What are you mumbling about?
Everybody could drive but me.
All you have to do is loan me the money, I buy the car, and I teach you how to drive.
You think you could teach me how to drive?
In a second.
I've never even been behind the wheel.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I can teach anybody how to drive. I taught both my cousins how to drive.
Mickey and Mikey?
That's right. And they were more scared than you, believe me.
But what if I can't?
You'll learn like that.
What if I can't like that?
Then I'll sell the car and I'll give you your half of the money back.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a deal.
Oh, don't go. Laverne DeFazio's got guts. Shirley Feeney, don't stuff socks in her bra. Anymore.
Trouble is, you're afraid to get behind the wheel. Now, what I do is I recreate the entire car for you right here. This is your wheel, and this is your gear shift.
You want me to shift a banana?
Just don't interrupt me, please. Now, you see the little numbers here with the arrows pointing? Well, that's first, second, and third. Now, we get to reverse later on. Okay. Now, you see this corn?
Yeah.
This corn is your clutch. Now, you step down on the corn to change gears.
Right. Step on corn to change banana.
Right. Now, you see these beans? These beans are your brake. Now, you hit the beans when you want to stop. Now, you see the peaches? The peaches are your gas. Now, you punch down on the peaches when you want more gas.
Shouldn't we use the beans for gas?
Don't do that. Okay. Now, the most important thing to remember, and I want you to remember this, Laverne, is to always coordinate your corn and your banana.
Got it. Okay, let's try.
All right, now don't be nervous. We're just going to go a little ways up the street, just up to the lamppost, okay? All right. Now, let's go. Depress your corn and shift your banana. Now, ease up on the corn while you depress your peaches. Your peaches! No, the wrong foot! No, not corn and beans! Never corn and beans at the same time! Never corn and beans at the same time! No!
Right, you get succotash. Okay. Where you going?
I'll be back when you're serious and want to coordinate your corn. Are you ready to be serious now?
Yes, I'm serious.
Good. Now push down on your corn.
Get your foot off the beans.
Okay. Let's go.
Go where?
I'm just gonna go up the street a little like we practiced, right up to the telephone pole.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Watch it now. Too fast.
Just so slow. While we're going.
Stop swerving.
Hi, failing.
All right, you're on the curve. Get off the curve. That's good. It's good, Peach.
Will you please? I'm sorry about all this, huh?
How could you do this to me, Norman? I mean, we have dated 5 times. You even let me play with your siren.
Come on, Laverne, huh?
You could have been my New Year's Eve date, but no.
Hey, look, Laverne, I had to give you a ticket. You drove over my foot. I mean, it's a good thing I wasn't tying my shoe. Another cop would have thrown the book at you, Laverne. Look, Laverne, I'm sorry about this, but I'm supposed to give a ticket whenever somebody runs over me.
Parking on a lawn jockey. Illegal turn into voting booth. Endangering Cub Scouts.
Yeah, good thing those little guys can run, huh?
Norman, are you giving me this ticket just because I wouldn't go to pistol orientation with you? Huh? Is that the reason?
Laverne, I'm an officer of the law, Laverne. You know, I'm sworn to uphold justice regardless of my personal feelings. And you stand there and you ask me if I'm giving you a ticket because you wouldn't go to pistol orientation with me. Yeah, I was the only cop there without a girl.
I knew I should have. Norman, is there anything we could do about this ticket here, you know?
Yeah, Laverne. You can pay the fine, okay?
Norman.
I'll pay the fine.
Thanks, I'll pay you back, I promise.
On our next date?
Yeah.
Great!
No! I'm practicing to play pin the tail on the donkey.
Gee, I'm sorry I drove so bad.
Oh, forget it. It's not your fault.
You really mean that?
I have this strange view of the world, Laverne. I see my Uncle Phil, a 79-year-old toothless man, driving around, and I think you can do the same thing.
Oh, it was only my first lesson.
Oh, forget it. I'm not blaming you. Listen, you were right in the first place. You are not meant to drive.
It wasn't my idea, you know.
Oh, listen. I take full responsibility for it. Oh, boy, I'm going to sell the car, apologize to the neighborhood, and try and forget the whole thing.
Going to sell the car?
What else can I do? What a fool I made of myself, bragging I could teach you how to drive. Oh, boy, what a jerk I am.
Now, if you still want to sell a car, call this number and I'm sure the guy will give you full price for the car, right?
Okay, thanks, Carmine.
Come on, cheer up, Angel Face. You'll get another car some other day.
Maybe.
Look, hey, I'm sorry Laverne's driving didn't work out. So what? Where is she anyways?
Oh, who knows? She doesn't talk to me anymore. All she does is come home and then rush right back out.
Hey, maybe she got a new boyfriend.
No, she always tells me when she gets a new boyfriend.
Oh, look, don't worry, huh? Things will work out.
Hey, that's a great step. I had a track. Oh, go like this, man.
Are you going to talk to me tonight, or... am I going to spend another evening with a whistler?
No, I think I got a few things to talk to you about. Guess you've been wondering where I've been these last couple of nights, huh?
Yes.
Well, I've just been out getting one of these here things.
A temporary driver's license!
Yeah.
Oh, what? When? Why?
I found the perfect teacher.
Who?
My father. He was so proud, he was jumping for joy.
Oh, what?
I parked with the wheels away from the car. Oh. The car almost rolled down the hill.
Oh,
I left the keys in the car.
You shouldn't do that. I was very bad at it. Daddy's doing.
Oh, I didn't put the parking brake on when I was supposed to. Dad, thanks, Pop. Oh, I'm sorry, but thank you for all your help these last 3 nights. It really was terrific.
Oh, down the hill was
yeah. Things happen like that. We're getting along a lot better.
I never understand a word the man says. How can I notice a thing like that?
Doesn't matter. Oh, my God.
got a driver's license. We get to keep the car. We get to keep the car.
Did I tell you I got 100% on the test? 100%.
Great. Oh, you should have been there, Cheryl. You would have been so proud. I mean, I was so... Well, at first, I was so nervous. I mean, I was so nervous, I was sweating bullets. And then, I don't know what happened. I got behind the wheel, and all of a sudden, I overcame my fear. I mean, I just did it. I did it. You want coffee?
You see? You were so frightened of your father that you overcame your fear of the car.
You're telling me. He scared the heck out of me. You see, with you, I never had that fear that any minute you might take off your belt and smack me one, you know?
I would have if you'd asked me. All you had to do was ask me.
Why would I ask a person to do a thing like that? What are you, crazy?
Don't you see, Laverne? Way down deep in my heart, I wanted to be the one to help you.
But you are. I mean, who do you think got me into this?
Me?
That's right. You're the only one who can get me to do things I don't wanna.
I can. I can do that.
Sure.
Why can't I get you to clean out from underneath the refrigerator?
That's a disgusting job. Who wants to do a disgusting job? I got a driver's license.
Laverne, we get to keep the car.
Let's go for a ride.
Right.
Diary. The car is the greatest thing that ever happened to me since last November 4th. And you know what I mean. When I drove to the brewery today, I felt like an executive. I didn't even mind it when Laverne stood up on the front seat and yelled, "Eat your hearts out, suckers!" Tomorrow, Laverne drives to work. I'm scared to death. How can you trust somebody who drinks milk and Pepsi? I never realized till we got this car just how clumsy Laverne really is. She's like an accident looking for a place to happen.
What is it?
Nothing. I just got to erase a little something I wrote.
Let me see it.
Thank you.